From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
So have you done any Christmas shopping at all?
Nope.
Nothing for me?
No.
Nothing for the hubby? Nothing?
No.
What is your problem?
Money.
Money? What's money?
I thought I had money.
Credit cards.
And then there was bills.
Well, there's always bills.
And the bills took up my extra money.
Well.
So I thought it was going to be a good Christmas.
That's why there's credit cards.
And nope, not them either. Nope, got to live on those.
Then you better get out on the street.
I know, but I...
get some money.
I know. Then I'll get so busy that I won't have time to Christmas shop.
Right. Hey, today is put on your own shoes day today. Now, you probably can relate to this because you're a nurse. But, you know, I can't remember the last time I had somebody put shoes on for me. Maybe I was five.
We put shoes on for people every day.
Well, today encourage them to put their own on, damn it. Put your own shoes on.
Those muscles, use them or lose them.
That's right.
Bend.
I'm standing up today, doing the show, standing up, not sitting on my ass in the chair, because, you know, it's supposed to promote good mental health. Stand up every half hour, they say. So then
sitting is a new heart attack.
You don't get the dementia. I don't want to get the dementias.
The dementias, got to exercise. You're standing, you're burning calories, you're dancing around.
This is my exercise, fork to mouth. Anyway.
So your right bicep is looking good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'll get you some weighted flatware.
Take it to the gun show, right here.
The one gun show.
All right, what's going on today?
I'll get you some adaptive weighted flatware.
Oh, now that's an idea.
It's actually
we
good.
Need to trademark that.
Too bad. Already been done.
Are you kidding me? Seriously? Wow.
Yes, for folks with Parkinson's or who can't
grip
a regular
fork.
The Rock
probably needs like a 7-pound fork.
Probably.
I think that would, you know what?
But see, with him, he'd probably take turns on his biceps.
Yeah.
You're still working with the one.
I can't eat with my left hand.
Yeah, because the food will fall off and you won't. That would be... You couldn't handle that.
What a terrible thing.
But I like the Grinch shirt.
Thank you. Got my Grinch shirt on today. That's
yep.
All right, what's going on?
The Golden Globe nominees were announced this morning at the usual butt crack of dawn at 5:15 Pacific.
That? What's with that?
I don't know.
You know, we have to get up so...
So that the East Coasters can have their day started?
Oh, the hell with the East Coasters. You know what? The Golden Globes are here. They're here on the West Coast. Everything's on the West Coast. We make movies here. We make TV shows here. To heck with the East Coast. You can wait until 11 o'clock in the morning when the world's up. How many agents had
How many agents had to
get up this morning at 4:30 just to make sure they were on top of things today?
Agents are probably laying in their bed streaming it on their phones.
That's true.
As I would do if I was an agent.
Well, okay. Ooh, there's an idea. Maybe we should become an agent.
You going to be my agent?
So, sure. Why not?
I still have my Oscar speech written.
All right. Okay, but this is not the Oscars, the Golden Globes.
I know.
So, okay, so nominees. Anything striking out of that list?
Well, there's far too many nominations to mention on the air.
Yeah.
But no surprises that A Star Is Born is at the top of the drama motion picture nominations.
I know. That.
I still haven't seen it.
It's going to do well. It's going to do well at the awards. As will, I think, Lady Gaga. Because, you know, Hollywood loves somebody who doesn't act, that does a decent job in a movie, becoming best actor. Hollywood loves that, okay?
Then she has a shot.
She's got a real big shot. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
and Bradley Cooper, too. Bradley Cooper. He's nominated, I think.
Well, he's an Oscar winner.
He is. He is at that.
And he's good. He's good.
Yeah. No, well, he
evidently it was an extraordinary movie. I just haven't seen it yet. But
gotta
the soundtrack's supposed to be... amazing.
Gotta go see it.
Okay, Crazy Rich Asians is nominated in the comedy side.
Gotta see that too. Understand that's funny. Like the best movie of the year is what they're saying. So,
And you'll like this.
Mm.
Mary Poppins Returns that none of us have seen yet.
It hasn't even out. What the heck? How can it be nominated?
Because it'll be out this year.
But
for your consideration.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Huh.
I know. They slip them in there.
I don't know how they do that. It's not even coming out for two weeks from yesterday.
Movies that come out in January, you don't stand a shot.
No, they say actually the later in the year, the better shot you have of winning an award.
Of course, it's fresh in their heads.
Remember.
Yeah.
Right. Now, they don't let you forget. They send you screening copies now.
Yes, they do.
If you're a member of any... This is the Hollywood Foreign Press, though. This is not actors and movie makers. These are... Golden Globes are chosen by people who write about movies.
Yes. So. Well, on the TV side, last year's Golden Globe darling in the comedy category, which you love...
Yeah,
another marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I love that show.
You
now,
know...
Okay. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Season 2 just debuted yesterday. So how can it be that way? I don't get it.
Because she was already nominated and won for season 1... And she's up again, and season 2 just came out.
Right. And I think they... Well, I read somewhere they sent critics 3 or 4 episodes of the season before last night. So I did not binge watch it last night.
Actually,
my husband... get on that this weekend.
Well, my husband's all about this show.
I love that show.
And so the first... When I first watched the first, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 episodes... I kept falling asleep because I just wasn't into it. So
you fall asleep at anything.
I do.
You fall asleep when we're doing this show. What are you talking about? Anyway.
Anyway. So last night.
Yeah.
I watched. I don't know, 4 or 5. The last.
Oh, did you binge?
I did. Trying to catch up for him. Yeah. And the one with Jane Lynch that I wanted to see, I only saw part of it because I fell asleep.
You fell asleep.
But it was actually I'm into it now.
Now you're into it.
Now I'm into it.
The continuing saga of Midge and Joel.
Yes.
And Abe and Rose. And
Abe and Rose are hilarious.
Susie.
Tony Shalhoub.
Love this show.
Oh, my goodness.
Love this show. One of the best shows on
okay.
TV.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And season 2 on. Get your Amazon Prime on.
When she got a job. And this and this and this. Okay. All right. Okay. Tony Shalhoub. He's hilarious.
Okay.
All right. Amazon's other original series, Homecoming, which I got to see.
Oh, yeah. That's the one with Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Right?
Is up for the drama side.
And wow, Julia, big year for Amazon.
Julia's up for Best Actress.
Oh, wow.
It's
I can imagine. You know, yeah. You put Julia Roberts on TV. Who's got a chance? Who even has a chance?
I have to see it just because Julia Roberts in it.
Yeah.
But I've listened to
Have you listened to the podcast?
All but the last 2.
Yeah, the podcast is excellent. Yeah, Homecoming. It's a podcast, and now they've made it into a TV series.
And so
apparently there's 2 seasons. They ordered 2 seasons right up front.
I was going to listen to the last 2 on the podcast, but then it might spoil the actual thing for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I've listened to the whole podcast, and I would tell you, yeah, it's a spoiler.
Okay.
It's a spoiler alert.
All right, so it's like reading the book first, which I always do.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the Globes will be hosted.
Uh-oh. Not by Ricky Gervais, no. Not by Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, no.
Oh, excuse me.
Even more sleepy?
Falling asleep.
Even more sleepy?
Adam Sandberg and nominee Sandra Oh.
Why?
I don't know.
Sandberg, I can see because he's kind of funny, but Sandra Oh as a host of anything?
She's a great actress. Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I love her. I've not watched Killing Eve, but I tell you what, that's another show I really want to watch with her in it. But I can't imagine. Why would they have her co-host?
I don't know. Never thought about her being
Golden Globes site. Coming up next month.
Okay.
Sooner than later.
Your girl Jennifer Aniston was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and the two were reminiscing about her annual Friendsgiving party that she hosts.
Friendsgiving.
The day before
Thanksgiving. I love that. See, she's not giving up on that Friends thing. Oh, by the way, speaking of Friends,
yeah.
I read yesterday Netflix just re-upped Friends for 2019 after they were going to cancel it. And
Why did they do that?
A huge backlash from viewers who said, no, don't cancel. It ended up on their cancellation list for the first of the year. So they renewed it through 2020 for $100 million.
I guess that's why they would do that. It's pricey.
And then, like, in 2020, Warner Brothers, who basically owns Friends, and AT&T now owns Warner Brothers, they're going to start their own streaming service. So I read that Friends is going to go over there. So Netflix is getting the last hurrah of Friends. So
well,
anyway,
the Friends never have to work again, do they? I mean,
no, they don't, and it just keeps giving. I think it's an I Love Lucy thing.
Keeps giving and giving.
I think 20 years from now,
it is a
Friendsgiving. Still be watching a Friendsgiving. Yes. So
it
anyway, so sorry, we're getting off the rails.
We digress.
Yeah. So Jimmy and Jen.
Jimmy and his family were invited to the Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
The two fake quibbled over the menu of Jen's dinner being similar to Jimmy's own Thanksgiving feast he prepares the next day.
What is there to be different? Turkey.
So he takes home leftovers and puts them out and says,
that's
Happy Thanksgiving.
What I do. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
So Jimmy suggested actually that Jennifer change up the menu next year. And Jen said that she'll make a deal with Jimmy.
Hmm.
She'll make some new dishes if he'll keep his kids from pooping in her backyard. Yeah.
Now, Jimmy's got little kids.
Yes.
And they probably ate too much turkey.
Well, he has little kids.
Yeah, he has little kids.
So apparently,
yeah,
at last year's festivities,
mm-hmm,
Jimmy's then four-year-old daughter, Jane,
mm-hmm,
I guess she took a dump next to her pool. And the bartender had to find a doggy bag.
I love that story. That's awesome.
Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving.
Yes.
The event that just keeps on giving.
That's right.
I don't think I'd invite Jimmy Kimmel back anymore. I don't know. You know what? He hangs out with a lot of people. He had Emily Blunt on the other night, and they were like, you know, oh, we're like next door neighbors. I mean, that's the way it was. Uh-huh. Like, he's gotten really integrated into the whole Hollywood scene. So there you go.
Oh, he's very integrated.
All right. So watch your children when you're at other people's homes so they don't take a dump in their backyard.
Yes.
All right. We've run out of time today.
Well, next time you're at Jen's house, just make sure you're not stepping in poop.
Right. All right. We're out of here. See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.